Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
Besides CeeDee Lamb, which NFL rookie are you most excited to see? That is our question, 877-881-1053. Couple of things for you before we get into that discussion. Coach O from LSU will be on the GVAG Nation at 2:15. Holy crap, that is going to be amazing. But what could also be amazing, Corey?
Is there going to be a translator?
How many words will we be able to understand is my first question.
You got at least two because go Tigers.
You better be rolling HD on that one because you're going to really need top quality sound. And then, Corey, the other thing that we might need to discuss real quick is what you just told me. Can you recap to the people what Jason Garrett had all of the comments about his time in Dallas?
Okay.
Except he did not.
This is what from Ralph Vacciano, which is a total New York name.
I think it's Machiano. He was in The Karate Kid.
That is not the same person.
Also, I think you got to say Vacciano.
Jason Garrett respectfully declined to discuss his time in Dallas in any detail, especially what happened in the final days when he seemed to be in limbo with the Cowboys while the Cowboys searched for his replacement. Newey Scruggs, 10 years on the job and couldn't get the Cowboys past the division round of the playoffs. And then there was also a quote. I see what's happening here. This is the first time I've really officially spoken to the media since coming to the Giants and the Cowboys. I just want to acknowledge my time in Dallas and how grateful I am. That's all he did. He just basically, Kevin, when he was asked about that time and what the experience was to the players, the coaches, the staff members who were there with me, made my life better, I'm eternally grateful. Didn't it address it really? Just said,
"Hey." Do you
think
he ever will, or do you think he will, like at all this season, let's say?
He's not that kind of guy. I don't think he'll ever discuss the experience that he went through because he's not going to do anything that's offensive. He is right down the middle.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to do anything that is offensive to anybody in any way. And so I feel like, you know, that's what we're always going to know about the Jason Garrett era, is he was conservative in every way, shape, or form when it came to his approach to being a different type of coach. And it wasn't effective. You know, like all of his ways just weren't effective. Bill Belichick is kind of that way, right? But every once in a while he'll take a dig, and he's effective. I don't know what the difference is there.
I think if Garrett did take a dig, it would be like earth shattering. You'd be like, spiked the flag. We all lost our freaking minds because that was such a little thing.
Look, I'm happy that Jason Garrett isn't the coach of the Dallas Cowboys anymore, and I think it took a little bit too long to get rid of him. But I will say this. He has a great quality at getting his team to play hard. He just has no – I'm trying to be nice here. He just struggles tremendously while the game is happening to make adjustments during the game.
Agreed.
But, like, kind of Monday through Saturday, I think he is maybe kind of Bill Belichick. Like, he doesn't study the other team as nearly as well as Bill Belichick and figure out ways on how to attack the team. His deal is we're going to do things our way, always our way, no matter who we're playing. We don't even care who we're playing. It's all about us. It's all about this is what we do. I don't even care if the other team knows we're doing it. We're going to do it our way and the best way possible. And then things happen in the game, and he's just like, just keep doing it our way. It'll eventually work. No matter how bad it's not working, he will just keep going with the same thing and going, it will work. And if it's not my fault. You guys aren't executing the plays and the plan.
No, I agree with you 100% about that. But I also think Corey is probably right that you're not – likely to get that. But wouldn't you listen to the hell out of that interview? Like, if you found out that we told you Coach O is going to be on G-Bag at 215, if we told you that Go Tigers. If we told you that Garrett was going to be on with Sean and RJ, wouldn't you just like have to stop everything that you were doing just in case?
We were supposed to get that. Remember? Remember when we filled in for a show that is no longer here, Kevin? And we had a whole month of filling in, and we were told by a different guy on the station.
Yes.
We're about to get a unbridled, untethered Jason Garrett form.
Yeah.
And he got on and did the exact same Jason Garrett thing. And we really expected it to be a little different. It won't be. That's exactly what he is. So, no, Kevin. Sorry, Mike, to interrupt you right before you got
No, no problem. My kid was about to burn his hand off putting fish sticks in the oven, so I had to try to stuff that as quick as possible.
That's your Mike's kid alert.
To be honest, I heard him for 10 years with Sean and RJ, and I heard him for 10 years do press conferences. I didn't want to hear from him anymore.
Okay.
Good for him. Glad he got another job in the NFL, and maybe he'll be a head coach again, and he'll do tremendous things somewhere else. He's from all indications that I understand, a very good guy. I don't. He said nothing for 10 years. I don't want to hear him say nothing again.
God. So, well, guess what? He will be on Sean. No, I'm just kidding. That would be a terrible tease if I found out he was going to be on there tomorrow.
Somebody right after Mike just destroyed it.
Somebody send me the highlights. I'm not wasting 15 minutes.
All right. Damn. So, the top rookies in the NFL that you want to see this season. So, I'm going to run down just a few of them. You got your Shine 9. And number 9, Patrick Queen, the linebacker for the Baltimore Ravens, also the greatest band of all time. Number 8, Michael Pittman Jr., the wide receiver for the Indianapolis Colts. Number 7, Jonathan Taylor with the Indianapolis Colts. Wow. And number
after his career on Tool Time?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He dropped the Thomas, and now he's shifting into football. So, number 6, Mekhi Becton, the offensive tackle for the New York Jets. So, I leave you with the top 5. Tell me, who is the rookie that you guys are most looking forward to besides CeeDee Lamb? Because obviously I get it. And I swear I've probably left myself open to this, and you're going to say Trayvon Diggs.
Dang it! Stop using my jokes!
I saw the look on Mike's face, and I was like, this is my mistake for not clarifying, or any other Cowboys rookie.
Tyler Biadasz.
Okay, I guess I'll go a little bit different, and I'll say I'm interested to see if Jerry Jeudy's going to be really good in Denver, kind of better than CeeDee Lamb. Because if there was the choice, if the Cowboys had the choice between the two wide receivers, I would have chosen CeeDee Lamb over Jerry Jeudy. And so that would be a guy that I'm really interested in, trying to stay away at least from the two major people that I think would make the list.
Okay.
But you can take one of the major people.
I had 3. But I will whittle it down to 2 because I think one of them is very obvious. I think Henry Ruggs is going to be an interesting story too, Mike, because of the speed, and can he become that Oakland receiver they've been looking for. But I think still the guy that I'm most fascinated to watch this year, and I want to see how Arizona uses him, is Isaiah Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
That's the dude that, like, I want to see what he does on this football field and if he is a Darren Woodson type player or different.
Particularly because that Arizona defense, like, they need help.
Yes.
But, if they get the right amount of help, that could really flip up really quickly, and then that entire division is really interesting.
Don't be surprised if he's having a great training camp if they flip him to tight end and put him on the side that the head coach cares about.
Golly, man.
What? Go you don't think Cliff. So?
No, I mean, I understand your point. I don't think that will happen with Isaiah Simmons, but
I'm pretty sure at Texas Tech, if anybody started doing good on defense, he's like, you're too good to be on this side of the ball.
So Isaiah Simmons is, in fact, number 5 on the Shine 9, the top 9 rookies to look out for in 2020. How high are the Arizona Cardinals on your teams of interest outside of the Cowboys? Like, we talk about, Cleveland is always fascinating. You know we're going to be interested in Tampa Bay this year.
Talking about OU quarterbacks, throw it to Corey.
Yeah, no. And, well, Kevin, I think, Mike, if you really go back, Kevin covered Kyler in high school.
Yep.
And he covered, what, did you cover all 4 years of him in high school?
He was only at Allen for 3 years. At Louisville his freshman year.
After his freshman year was the way that they paid him to come play at Allen? All right.
Hey, they didn't pay him. It just so happened that a bunch of kids in Allen needed quarterback coaching help from his dad, all right? That's a different thing.
I'll come give you some coaching, and none of your kids are going to play at this school.
The hype
mine's
level.
Coming.
The hype level, though, I think for the Cardinals really turned up whenever they got Hopkins. Like, that changed everything for me. I think their defense has a bunch of great, fun athletes, but I don't think they could keep up. But whenever they got DeAndre Hopkins, that gave Kyler Murray a legitimate number one target, in addition to Christian Kirk, who I think is a good slot receiver, and Larry Fitzgerald, who I still think occasionally can be a tight end type player for you if need be.
So, do you guys have any other guesses, or do you want to just...
Well, both the quarterbacks are going to be on there.
Chase Young has to be, because that dude's... I'm afraid of what he's going to do to the world.
So, it's interesting that you say that. Both quarterbacks are not on the list.
Stupid list, because everybody knows that they're going to want to watch Joe Burrow and Tua T the most out of all the rookies.
So...
Interesting.
I get your point, and obviously I'm super invested in Tua because that's my secondary team now. But Joe Burrow is number 4, and Chase Young is number 2. Now, Chase Young becomes intriguing not only because he's, like, you think, going to be a beast of a player, but he's with the most dysfunctional organization that I feel like I have to see what's going to happen. I don't want to see what's going to happen, but I have to see what's going to happen. So all that's left is number 1 and number 3. So it goes like this. The Shine 9 rookies to look out for. Chase Young at number 2. It's still so weird to see it say the Washington football team. Number 4, Joe Burrow. Number 5, Isaiah Simmons. Number 6, Mekhi Becton. Number 7, Jonathan Taylor. Number 8, Michael Pittman Jr. And number 9, Patrick Queen. Number 1 and number 3 are left. Where do you think CeeDee Lamb is, and who else do you think is in that list? It is not a quarterback.
It's not Tua?
It is not Tua.
What about...
It's because people are sleeping on the Miami Dolphins.
What about the running back that they added to Mahomes' arsenal?
Ha, ha, ha!
Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
I'm not as high on him as other people are. I think it's because of the offense that he's in that people are excited. I think you could plug any running back into that offense
Mahomes. Is, it seemed like that they had maybe not exactly the same, but like a similar philosophied offense at LSU, and he was able to do all those things. So I think when you take that to the professional level, the idea is that there's not a big change, and he's accustomed to doing a lot of the things that they're going to want him to do. So I think that that's where the intrigue is, yo, this is a dude who might be square peg, square hole, and then, woo boy, that could be something.
Plus... No Damian Williams. So you've gone automatically to, hey, this is going to be a heavy user too. If you're a fantasy football player too, I bet you're all over this. So they have Clyde Edwards-Helaire at number 3, which means the rookie they most want to see.
Jordan Love.
Adam Schott. It is not Jordan Love. I already told you CeeDee Lamb is on this list.
Trayvon Diggs.
Trayvon Diggs.
It is not Trayvon
Jacob
Diggs.
Jacob Eason.
It is CeeDee Lamb.
Sure?
Outside of the quarterbacks,
I don't know, man.
The hype level is higher for CeeDee Lamb than any other rookie? And I'm including Chase Young in this.
Yes, he's a Cowboys player.
He's on the Cowboys. Think about it. If it would have gone different when I said Jerry Jeudy, if it would have gone CeeDee Lamb drafted to Denver and then Jerry Jeudy drafted to the Cowboys, don't you think Jerry Jeudy would just replace CeeDee Lamb on this list?
Yes, I 100% do.
Also, did you drop what Michael Irvin said today, Kevin, about him?
No. Do we want to play that real quick? This is
How much do you think that added to the hype around CeeDee Lamb in addition to where we already were? And I don't know if Reggie has it or not.
Yeah,
we've
got it. I just want you to listen. If you think that you're good at hyperbole, just listen to this from Michael Irvin.
And this is the last thing I will put on this. I know if I'm in that locker room, I love that Amari Cooper said everybody gets 1,000 yards. Hey, listen, I ain't mature that fast. I did not mature that fast. You could have never got me to say that. I was going to tell you, those guys can have what I leave on the table. That's the crumb that they would eat. But I love that Amari Cooper went right out there. All of them can go and get 1,000 yards in this new NFL. And this offense will take off. That defense will have to step up and show up for the Cowboys. And I believe they can.
But he also added, Kevin, that adding CeeDee Lamb to this Cowboys receiving group was like adding Kevin Durant to the Golden State Warriors.
I must have not watched football for the last three years.
I don't know if Michael Irvin is the best at analogies, but he is the best at hype.
He's right.
All right,
you're wrong.
Did we
win the Super Bowl last year, and did I miss us winning the Super Bowl in 2017,
too? Hey, don't worry about that, Mike. Look, I want to state this for the record, and we're the home of the Cowboys. If I die at any point and Michael Irvin is still alive, I want Michael Irvin to give the eulogy at my funeral because he will make me sound so much better than I actually am. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.